Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Jumbo stuff. Stop trying to run on first down between the tackles. Quit it. Just quit it. It's not who we are. It's okay that's not who you are, by the way. Know thyself. Temet nosce. That's Latin. Spread people out. Get a little rhythm sometimes. Get going quickly. If you got a personnel advantage on first down, for the sake of argument, you go your two tight ends, but all of a sudden you're flanking these guys out. You force guys to cover. You know what's an advantage? Jordan Reed on a linebacker. Jordan Reed on a safety. Jordan Reed on anybody. Throw the ball. Now get the line of scrimmage quickly because you got an advantage. Go. Press, press, press. That's what I want.
I got three. First, more Samaje Perine in the backfield. Now, I know what you're going to tell me, and it's the narrative that everyone spews out, which is that he fumbles too much. Well, a fumble on an exchange is coachable and fixable and a pretty easy thing. Do you fumble when you're carrying the football? Do you fumble because you did something stupid in the backfield not concentrating? That's a momentary mental lapse in concentration. Is it harder to have faith in him right now than it was 6 weeks ago? Yeah, it is. Give the guy a chance. Let's see if he can run. Because I can tell you that it's not working with Rob Kelly. I've already gave you the numbers. I crunched them the other night. They're not getting better since then because they haven't played. So I can regurgitate them if you'd like. But the bottom line is Rob Kelly is averaging 3.2 per carry this year. That's with a half when he rushed for over 80 yards against the Rams when you and I could have rushed for 60 because there were just nothing but gaping holes. Samaje Perine would have had just as many yards in that game in that half. And he's got 29 attempts for 53 yards since coming back from injury. Now, this is more on the line, more on the tight ends. I got no delusions of grandeur. I think Perine probably averages 3, 3.5. But I think at this point, he's got way more upside than Kelly does. So I'm going to give him more of a chance. I want to see what the kid's got, number one. Number two, more Josh Doctson. I won't elaborate much because I feel like we've been doing that for a couple weeks.
We've covered that.
He's not being targeted enough. He's not getting enough chances to impact the game. He's your best wide receiver. He's way more talented than the other guys at that position that you've got. Give him the targets that you were given Terrell Pryor the first couple weeks. I would just settle for that at this point. And then number three, and you saw this a bunch this past week, and I don't think it's a coincidence it was the best defensive performance they had. Zach Brown coming downhill from the interior on blitzes. He is so fast, and he's so good at blitzing. He's so, so talented when it comes to getting skinny and getting through the line of scrimmage and turning a crevice into an opportunity to get full speed really quickly, narrowing his body. How good was he blitzing Russell Wilson out of the pocket?
Excellent. And again, the sack totals weren't there. The hit totals weren't unbelievable.
But he just harassed him.
They disrupted what Seattle wanted to do.
Time and time and time again. I think he is as good an ILB, frankly, as the Redskins have had in years. But he's the best inside linebacker they've got as a blitzer in a long, long time.
He's the best at most things.
Zach Brown, blitzing more often, please and thank you. So those are my three quick changes. Let's see what people have on the phones. We'll start in D.C. with Cordell. Cordell, where you been, man? What's up?
What's up, Cordell?
Hey, man, I'm back in school, man. So, you know, I try to catch high as I can, especially on victory week. I'm listening to everything.
What school you go but to?
I go to Morgan State in Baltimore.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Is that, are they the Bobcats?
The Bears.
Bear,
no,
Bears.
Our football team is not worth mentioning.
Well, I appreciate the call. What's up?
Of course. I'm with both of y'all, man. You kind of stole my thunder with the Josh Doctson thing. It's clear as day he's our best receiver. He needs more targets. He's had drops in key moments in the season, but he's also made big plays. The talent level is clear as day there, and he's head and shoulders our best receiver, especially when Crowder isn't playing, and Reed, the fact that Terrell Pryor was still a non-factor, that should just let us know we're done with this guy. And I'm with Danny as well with the tempo. I've been saying it for years, man. I think we need to go faster, especially with our running game being so mediocre. We need to try to catch people off guard. A rush to the line and a draw, that's right out the Patriots playbook. We could use that with a guy like Chris Thompson back there.
I love no huddle if you can get a team in inopportune personnel. And I think that was the plan against Dallas. They put what is basically a run-heavy jumbo look at the sideline, and Dallas is kind of watching. Are they actually going to come out? Okay, they are. They're coming into the huddle. And you had three tight ends. You had Vernon Davis, Niles Paul, Jordan Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle wasn't active that day, but they went big. Well, then they spread those guys out as receivers. Paul was one in college. Reed is effectively a wide receiver with his blocking ability as a tight end. And Vernon Davis is still one of the fastest players in the league at his position, despite being in his 30s. And it was a great plan, and it worked. Well, right away, Niles Paul soon got hurt. Then Jordan Reed got hurt, and that was gone. But if you're able to get back to that with tempo, maybe you do it with receivers anyway, and it's not the element of having linebackers and safeties on the field where they're going bigger and a base defense, so it's a mismatch. Maybe it's just as simple as, okay, we've got a bunch of receivers. Now we spread them out. We go no huddle. We let Kirk call things at the line, and you operate. I think no huddle looks good on Cousins. He has played well in that way.
Do you feel like they feel they can't run out of spread? I mean, I know they'll give the draw to Chris Thompson on give up plays or kind of whatever else.
No,
after
I don't know
first
why they
completion.
Feel that way. It's some of their most successful looks in the last couple seasons.
This is what I'm saying.
Because they run spread a lot. It's just not as much for me as I'd like.
Right. So, but don't you get the sense that you go, why don't you call more runs out of that? With Pirine, with Rob Kelly, I feel like they don't do it. I feel like, okay, attention world, the jumbo is in now. We're now going to attempt to run off tackle instead of, now you spread guys out with the 3-4 receivers.
Yeah.
Now let's run it out of spread with some of their bigger backs. They
I feel
do
like
with Thompson.
They did like a month ago. And for some reason, the last few weeks, they haven't.
Yeah,
you're
like
100% right. I agree. And I don't know why. Because I do think they're effective doing it. Bobby in North Carolina. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Sorry being said. I think the number one thing, if we could get Dotson four targets, it should open up the offense a lot. Maybe they're key on him and maybe get Thompson more involved. And hopefully Jordan comes back and get Crowder more involved. But I think the main thing, if the football gods just smile on this team and let's get healthy, they've got enough pieces, I think, to get in the playoffs. I really do. But definitely Dotson, more targets. I think that would be a step forward in the second half of the year.
Bobby, they're going to need a lot of help, obviously, to get into the playoffs. I'm curious if you're driving up this weekend. Don't you come up from North Carolina for games?
You know I'm going to be up, Grant. I'm a homer, bub. I'm going to be there. We leave it. 5:45, and I'll be tailgating at 10 o'clock at FedEx,
wow.
Buddy.
So where you in Carolina that? Are you?
Goldsboro.
Okay, so you get on the road at 5:45 a.m., and what time do you pull up to FedEx? Do you get there right at 10?
About 9:45 usually, and watch the game, you know, tailgate, watch the game, and leave. And I'll be home probably around 8:30 on Sunday night if all goes well.
I bet.
Wow. How do you get home in 4 hours? That's crazy. Did you stay the whole game?
Yeah. Well, I got good parking. We can get out of there pretty quick, get on the beltway, and I'm out of there. So we're fortunate, you know, nice. To set up our house there. But we're there, brother.
By the way,
every game.
I said, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you, buddy.
I love hearing from you. I said this a couple weeks ago about Tailgate Ted when he sat in the rain against the Cowboys. We saw that picture. He deserves a float. That's another fan
Bobby
I'm going to nominate
it for
a float if and when the Redskins ever win a Super Bowl again. Bobby drives from Carolina for every home game.
There are a lot of stories like that, which is awesome. I mean, that's who deserves it the most, by the way.
Yeah. Are there a lot of people driving from Carolina
well, not
every week?
Carolina,
yeah.
But there's still a huge section of fans from points beyond. Because when the Redskins were the team of the South,
oh, yeah.
There wasn't anything else to do, and they stayed that way.
Can you imagine? I'll bet you can count on one hand. Actually, I'm going to say, I'll bet you he's the only person who drives 4 hours both ways every single weekend for Redskins football and doesn't miss a home game as a season ticket holder. It's got to be. But good for him, and you know, good for the Redskins having success 30 years ago to get him to buy in, I guess.
They're making withdrawals from that deposit bank now, but
I hope he gets to see a win. He deserves it on Sunday. 800-636-1067. That's the change Bobby would make. What would you do differently in the last half of the season? 8 games remaining with Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.